Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Samantha Kelly. TikTok is rolling out new safety features for creators and for some of its younger users. Samantha, what are these tools? What do they do?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so there's a handful of new safety focus updates that are rolling out starting today, particularly for teens and creators. So the big ones are expanded parental controls. There's a new tool called Footnotes that was teased earlier this year, but is officially rolling out. That's a crowdsourced sort of fact-checking new tool. And then there's content checks for creators as well to help them sort of mitigate some of the challenges that they face when uploading their content and having trouble there, and a mute feature for filtering through sort of offensive comments that might pop up during a live content streaming and other sort of features related to that as well.
Safety features are always a good idea, but then it makes you wonder, well, just how bad is it? Do they need these things?
It's interesting because this is a lot of different companies are experimenting with different forms of this right now. And, you know, obviously there's an increasing focus and scrutiny on social media platforms over their role, particularly around mental health issues, especially around teens and young users. There's a handful of legal and public pressure. There's around 1,500 lawsuits related to child safety and data privacy right now. And, you know, these updates that I just recently, you know, was discussing with you kind of lends itself to the broader effect of like how TikTok is trying to make it clear to its users and the general industry that it's taking the criticism and these issues pretty seriously.
Okay, are they going to be integrating AI into any of these features?
Yeah, that's a great question. So AI is actually already being used across TikTok in many different ways. In fact, I think it's 85% of content removal on the platform is already done by AI. And that can be anything from identifying policy violations, offensive comments, misinformation. And this is sort of an extension of that. So for the footnotes feature, which is, I think, particularly interesting, it's sort of like similar to what you might find on Twitter/X with community notes, where it's sort of a crowdsource. People can add context to videos around, you know, content that might be misleading or inaccurate, so giving them a little bit more information. So this will show up not only in TikTok's algorithm, but also, you know, if there's something that's written that might be potentially problematic, it could then be viewed by not only human moderators, which do still exist on the platform, but also AI. So it's sort of a blend of both the human touch and then also automation.
And this comes as TikTok is facing a deadline to sell the platform. The owners are supposed to sell the platform. Is this like gussing up the product before that happens?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So yes, the deadline is soon approaching, about mid-September. This is the third time it's been pushed back. And yeah, I mean, when you look at all the different lawsuits that are out there and some of the different problems that a new buyer would inherit by taking on the U.S. division of TikTok, this is also trying to streamline and try to alleviate some of the question marks, or at least show them that they're working on certain areas. So then when someone were to come in and acquire it, perhaps they wouldn't inherit. I mean, you know, these problems are systematic and are going to be there, but it shows that TikTok is facing them and working through them.
Thank you so much, Samantha, for your reporting and for explaining it to us. That is Bloomberg's Samantha Kelly. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.